Hello and welcome to the Man Panel. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I'm so excited that you're here because this event is to help you in your love life, dating, and communication, and in understanding more about what's going on in the hearts and minds of men. And women from all over the world are joining us, and I am thrilled that you're here too. So I'm really excited about interviewing our guest today. He's a first-time guest on the show, and I'm really excited about his topic because he is going to be sharing with us how to become a texting expert. And our guest today is Ray Christian, and he calls himself a textpert. Say that carefully. Welcome, Ray.
Michelle, thanks for having me.
So happy about having you here. And you can't say that word fast 10 times, I'm sure. But Ray Christian is the founder and CEO of Textpert. He's originally from Washington, D.C., where he worked as a CPA and business development executive. And after years in the corporate world, he founded Textpert as a platform for people to get texting and relationship advice rather than from anonymous friends. Ray co-hosts an LA-based radio show on interpersonal relationships called Dates and Mates, and has been featured on Sirius XM, PC Mag, Huffington Post, Built in LA, Southern California Tech.com, SoCalTech.com, and many others. So welcome again, Ray. I'm excited about our conversation.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
So this is a juicy topic, and it's also a confusing one, shall we say, for a lot of women out there. And our audience is mainly made up of single women who are in the dating scene, many of whom have dated or previously dated back before texting was a thing, so to speak. And so there's a lot of confusion around it and how to use it effectively, particularly in interacting with men and exploring dating opportunities. So I want to hear from your point of view, Ray, just to get us started. If you can tell us just a little bit about, first of all, why you got into this in a little bit more depth, other than not wanting people to just get advice from their friends. And then next, move right into what you see as being some of the common mistakes that you see people making with their texting.
Sure. So I'll start with a quick inception story about Textpert. It was a few years ago, and I had two dates with this girl, and I could not get the third date. And to be honest, I was smitten. Like, she was incredible. And she was not so smitten with me, unfortunately. I would text her. I get a response back 8 hours later. I call her. Of course, she doesn't pick up. I text again. 12 hours later, I get a response. I'm like, okay. Maybe she's out of my league. Maybe I was just off my game, but this just isn't working. So I gave up. And then about a week later, I was out with my little sister, who is incredible with this stuff, super savvy, beautiful, smart. And we had a couple drinks. It was a Friday night. And I passed her the phone. I said, here, you go text this girl. Carte blanche. Go. She grabs the phone and she texts the girl. The girl responds back in 5 minutes. I'm thinking, okay, interesting. Do it again. So she does it again. Response comes back instantly this time. I'm thinking, okay, just one more time, one more text back. She texts her one final time, and the woman responds back and says, I want to see you tonight. Mind was blown. I was excited for a lot of reasons at that point. But that's when I realized, wow, there's all this good advice and help around us, but a lot of times we just don't have access to it. And that was the beginning point of Textpert. And that's when we launched based off that concept. So to your second point of common texting mistakes, of which I probably fell victim to many times, there's a few that I like to highlight. And one of them, I'm going to get very specific. One text is a bad text, which is the how's your day text or the how are you text. Stop it. Stop doing it immediately. It's a no value text. There's nothing interesting about getting that text from you. And especially in the early stages of dating, you want to be coming off as intriguing and compelling. When I get a text that just says, "How's your day?" I get it. You're interested in how my day is going, but that's a boring text for me to receive. And now I have to entertain you, because all you could come up with is a "How's your day?" text. Stop it altogether. Another piece that's causing a lot of problems is the text soliloquy, where you text a big paragraph essay to this person, this guy or girl, whoever you're talking to. Stop. And here's a good general rule of thumb. If you use the regular font on the iPhone and the Android, do not go more than 7 lines of written text. If you're going more than 7 lines, stop and break it up. And in general, try to keep your text to 3 to 4 lines per text. Remember, it's easier to consume in bite sizes, both in conversation and in text. So why would you skirt that when you're writing text and instead give them a text soliloquy with multiple thoughts? Break it up. Just break it up a little bit. And the last one is the person or the tactic of chasing the conversation. So what do I mean by that? You guys have some rapport, you're going back and forth, and you're getting an implied end of the conversation from that person. What do I mean by that? An end of the conversation is when you get a single emoji response back, or a single LOL back, or a single haha, or a single sure. That's kind of saying this person is indicating, I'm ready for this conversation, this particular thread, not our conversation together as a potential couple, but just this particular conversation, we're done. So just walk away. Let it go quiet for a few hours, maybe a day. Remember, you can always come back later. Don't force the issue when you get one of those subtle indicators that the conversation, this particular thread, has come to a good stopping point.
Yeah, those are all really good ones, right? And I just, as you were talking, I was thinking, do you think this also applies to messaging back and forth with someone on an online dating platform site before you've taken it offline to your phones and texting? Do you think this also applies there as well?
Yes, absolutely. Especially as the eHarmonies, the OkCupids, and the Match.coms have migrated in a large way towards the mobile messaging. Now, if you're on your desktop and you're writing an email, I get that the you have a proclivity to write a longer, more thought out response, but go bite-sized and go small. Create a back and forth rapport. That's the goal. So absolutely.
Yeah, I think this is really important advice for those of us like myself that are a little older. We didn't initially date in the timing of texting. That wasn't a thing back then. And I think people maybe had longer attention spans, maybe, or longer tolerance for longer messaging. But now everything's like in sound bites and in 121 characters or whatever on Twitter. And so I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. So for women that are using texting and want to use it more effectively, can you give some tips on how they can flirt or let a guy know that he's interested without likely scaring him off?
Absolutely. And it's important to remember that this is just another medium for flirting. It's another way to communicate, and treat it as such. Act as if you guys are sitting next to each other at a coffee shop or a bar, and use some of the same principles, like back and forth conversations and showing interest in the person and not using long verbose essays. So what are a couple really specific examples that I like to employ and teach? Well, one of them is show off your style with a single emoji at the end of one out of every 3 texts. Now, obviously you can use them a little bit more, a little bit less, but that's a good rule of thumb for you. So they actually found that people that are using emojis actually have more sex. Because think about it. If you're at a bar or a coffee shop and you're going back and forth and you're just monotone and talking in the same tone and you're not showing emotion, are you going to be coming off as interesting? Maybe not. You're going to show emotion. You're going to use inflection. You're going to use facial expressions. In text, you don't have all those tools, but you do have emojis. So use them. One out of every three, put an emoji on there. And as an addendum, when appropriate, use flirty emojis. The smirk face, the kissy face, the winky face. That's a good way of flirting and showing that you're being coy, you're being coquettish. So that's one good piece of advice I'd like to recommend. Another one is super simple.
Before you go on from there, did you say use one emoji at the end of every like three or so texts? You didn't say use like 20 emojis or five emojis, right? You said one. I just wanted to emphasize that because you went through that kind of quickly, right? You
don't use one emoji. Yes, less is more.
Yeah.
Less is more. Look, on some occasions, maybe you got a promotion, you can do a, you know, party emoji and a smiling emoji. You know, this is just a rule of thumb. But yes, just one. Less is more.
Okay.
So the next thing is send images. Use multimedia. Send a picture of what you're doing. A picture is worth 1,000 words. Send a meme that you saw on Instagram that you liked that was funny. Super fun way of flirting. And it kind of mixes up your interaction a bit. And then the last piece of advice for flirting, it sounds obvious, but a lot of people forget it both on a date and over text, which is use a healthy balance of questions and statements. So I actually say 50-50 is a great marker. 50% of the things you say are statement oriented about you or thoughts or ideas you have. And the other 50% are questions about that person and who they are and getting to know them. You don't want to go on either end of that spectrum too hard. You don't want it to be like a 20 questions Barbara Walters style interview, but you also don't want to seem like a self-absorbed person that has no interest in them because you didn't ask any questions. Especially in the early stages of texting, ask them things like, what was it like living in Alaska or working for the Peace Corps or whatever it is you may know about them versus statements about you that elicit a conversation like, oh, I just received word that we got a new office space and we're moving in a month, or I just got a big new promotion, or just got a new dog. Talk about your life. That's a statement. And let them respond to that. So use a healthy balance. And it also lets you give a glimpse into your life with statements about you.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to highlight again a couple of things that you said. I like the idea of using multimedia, pictures of yourself doing something fun or interesting, a social media meme or something that you think that they might get a kick out of or find entertaining or interesting, something that reminded you of a conversation that you might have had with this person if you've been out with them, that sort of thing. And in fact, when I interviewed John Gray a couple of years ago on one of my events, he talked about this being a way that women can communicate by text in an interesting way, is for them to be out doing something fun or interesting or intriguing and send a little selfie or a little picture of them doing something fun, interesting, and intriguing. And he said that could potentially even generate feelings in the guy where he thought, wow, that looks like she's having so much fun. I'd like to spend some more time with her. So that, I just wanted to highlight that because I think it's a really good idea. And I like also your idea about the balance between sharing a little bit about yourself or your life, what's going on, and then asking questions, because I think that's sometimes confusing. So just to follow up on that before I ask you another question, what does a woman do if she's in a conversation with a guy, whether it be texting or online, and he's just bombarding her with information about himself and not ever asking her anything about herself? Because I've had women ask me that, and they say, I'm not sure he's even read my profile. Maybe he's looked at my pictures. And I know we're kind of segueing a little bit into the online, but it can also happen with texting where the guy's like more focused on talking about himself and not really asking anything about her. I'm sure it could happen the other way too, where women would do that with a man, but we're talking specifically to women here.
I would say, look, actions speak louder than words. I like to punish bad behavior and reward good behavior. And if this guy is coming off as narcissistic or self-absorbed because he's not asking you any questions, then you know what? Maybe that's a sign that this dum-dum is not worth your time. So maybe just ignore him for now and don't chase it. He may have a great profile. He may look hot, may seem intriguing, but you're starting to see if there's any meat on the bone now with this conversation. So you can't be like, hey, mister, ask me questions. So I would just say, ignore him and, or maybe slow down the pace of communication and consider actually just walking away. Because if this guy doesn't know to ask questions on a texting platform, is he going to be that interesting on a date, or is he going to sit there and spout off about himself the whole date? Is that the kind of guy you want to date? Probably not.
Right. Right. Yeah. I guess there's some possibility he's trying a little too hard to impress a woman, but your general point is well taken. So then another question that I want to ask you, again, this is a challenge that a lot of women find with texting or online, and that is they get caught up in this endless loop of texting or messaging back and forth, but it never goes any further. The guy never asks her out. What would you recommend in those situations?
So this is like one of the most common complaints about the online platforms and texting. And there's a couple key tactics that I recommend. And so one of them is allude to a future hangout. So let's say you're going back and forth. Maybe it's getting flirty. Maybe he's being a little coy and cute about seeing you, or maybe even getting a little bit sexual in kind of a cute way. Use statements that allude to that future date, such as, hey, Michelle, well, maybe you'll get a glimpse of that next time you see me. Or that sounds like a fun in-person conversation. So you're not actually asking for the date, but in a way you kind of are reminding him, hey, if you actually want to get some of these answers, we're going to have to do this in person. And you have to actually take me out for a drink or a bite or a coffee or whatever it is. So don't be afraid to pull back and not answer a question or end a thread with something like that. It's kind of a power move too. And the second thing I would say is, remember, this is kind of going to that point that when the guy's talking too much, the same thing goes. Even if he is asking a lot of questions, if he's not getting to that date and asking you out finally, then just go quiet occasionally. Don't be afraid. Be ready to walk away. It's a very powerful tool. So maybe scale down the pace of the communication or just go quiet for a day or two altogether and remind yourself it'd be nice to meet him, but you don't need to. Remember, you don't even know this guy unless you've been on 5, 10, 20 dates. So walk away, because those actions speak louder than words, and you're punishing that bad behavior of this mindless chatter, this pen pal, and let him try to figure it out. Let him figure out the answers to this test. Because if you go quiet, then maybe he's going to realize it's time to buck up and ask you out on a date already. So let him try to figure out. And if he doesn't, you know, maybe you don't want to date this guy because he's not a man of action, because that's probably what you want, is a man of action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most women do want a man who's able to step up and take the lead at a certain point. So how long do you feel like this texting back and forth should go? And I know there may not be a hard and fast rule, but generally speaking, what do you think, how long do you think this back and forth texting should go before a woman should say, either needs to be asking me out or I need to walk away? What do you recommend? Anything else you want to add there?
Yeah, I think that as much as I just kind of bombed on the texting back and forth as a bad thing, that's when it gets to be too much. And you'll kind of know it when you see it. But you also don't want to go on to the other end of the spectrum where you match and then it's like instantly go on a date. Remember, this is a part of the courting process. And that human psychology tells us that people actually appreciate things that they feel they've actually worked for a little bit and earned. So make them work a little bit and kind of have a little bit of that back and forth rapport. Obviously text is a communication platform we need now, whether you like it or not. So you got to be proficient with it, and you have to be and learn to be a little bit intriguing on this medium. So the short answer is that the sweet spot is about 7 to 15 text exchanges. So like literally, he says, hi, that's one. You said, hey, how you doing? How's your day so far? Or I just did this, that's two. And he responds, oh, my day was great. Just got this big new client, that's three. And you say, oh, really? Tell me about it, that's four. So 7 to 15 of those, that's the range you want to be in. So it does a couple things. One, you're showing that you have a little bit of this text rapport, which is it's a means of communication we have to deal with. And if you date them long term, you're going to have to do it with them. And the other nice thing is it kind of gives you an opportunity to make sure he is a moderately educated adult and has some basic spelling proficiency, which is, for me, really important with women. And then finally, as I mentioned, the aforementioned point, it makes him feel like he earned it a little bit when he does ask you out. So 7 to 15, try to be in that sweet spot. That's the range.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you for that. So you've already alluded to this, but I want to, again, ask you a little bit more about this. And that is, how quickly do you feel like a woman should be responding to a text? Because you've already said, you know, back off a little bit, wait a couple of days or wait a day in certain situations. But I know that a lot of us are, you know, like joined at the hip with our phones, you know, they're with us all the time. And especially if a woman's interested in a guy, she might be tempted to like respond like immediately. You were describing at the beginning of our call, this woman who wasn't responding to your text or was responding 8 hours or a day later or whatever until your sister started texting. But I think there might be some strategy here too in kind of the pacing of your responses. What would you have to say about that?
Yes, I think for the general rule, I would say unpredictability is a good thing. And I'll touch on that in a second, but there's two scenarios you want to consider. One is the guy that's giving you no reason to think he's an a-hole, and he does tend to respond at a reasonable pace. For that guy, you put him in one bucket. The second guy is the one that leaves you on red or doesn't respond to you for 6 hours, 12 hours, a day consistently. For that guy, he deserves to fight fire with fire. So for him, you wait just as long. You leave him maybe even longer on occasion if he's consistently being not very responsive. So let's put that guy aside and put him in a bucket because he's kind of a jerk potentially anyways, but give him his own medicine. Now let's go back to the current guy, the first one. He's a good guy. He's being somewhat responsive. Maybe he's busy occasionally, but for the most part, he responds. For that, I would say, just like most things in life, moderation is key. So when you get to a point where the conversation starts to pick up and you get that rapport, don't just disappear. Engage in some fun rapport and back and forth and a little bit of banter. But occasionally, you're allowed to be busy. You're allowed to have a job or be at the gym. And maybe you weren't even at the gym, but you can leave him on read or you can ignore his text for an hour or two or a few. Just don't do it all the time because then it's frustrating. So as a general rule, that unpredictability, how do I apply that? Maybe half the time, engage in the rapport. And if he goes along with it, then have that fun conversation until it eventually dies down. The other half, or maybe 40% of the time, keep him guessing a little bit. Maybe wait 30 minutes for a response. Maybe wait an hour or two or five before you respond. Because look, you're busy. You're a big shot. You got all kinds of fun, interesting things to do and friends. So you're allowed to ignore him for a little bit. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think that even if you like the guy and the conversation's going well, a little bit of unpredictability can be intriguing and can kind of keep a little bit of suspense and make things a little more interesting. So
the other,
go ahead.
One last little thing I'll throw in there is it gives you a chance to suss out the weirdos and the insecure guys. Because something will happen oftentimes when you leave a guy, or anyone for that matter, a girl as well. Sometimes when you leave people on red and you ignore them for, I don't know, 5, 6, 8 hours, maybe a little bit longer, which is within your rights as long as you're not doing it all the time and being a jerk about it. If you do that every once in a while, sometimes it'll flush out the insecure guys who will freak out and be like, what's going on? I thought we were talking. I thought we were really getting along. I don't know if this is kind of annoying. Where are you? That's a guy that's, you're going to give him the niche, tell him he gots to go. So sometimes it's a good tool to use that just to flush it out. And it's a nice little mechanism to see, is he kind of a weirdo that might be insecure?
You know what? That's such a good point because I've had that sort of thing happen with some of my clients where they're exchanging messages online or via text and they go for a period of time, a day or whatever, early in the conversation. And then the guy's like, what are you like ignoring me now? You know, they start getting all hostile and weird and controlling when they haven't even like met or have any sort of connection. And it's kind of like scary. So you're right. That is a really good tool to kind of suss those kind of people out and get a sense of their personality. Plus you really do have a life and you really do want to have a life. And so it's not always like you're just pretending or being all calculating about when you respond. You really are living your life. And sometimes you really are going to be busy, and a normal person is going to understand that, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So then here's another question. What do you think about people ending conversations or even relationships via text? And when I say relationships, I mean more maybe they've been out a time or two, not more like they've been together for 6 years or whatever.
So you're saying, like, what's the appropriate way to break up in a way?
But first of all, do you think it's an appropriate way to say, I'm done? Or do you just go silent in certain situations? Or do you feel like there needs to have a conversation? I guess, where do you define those lines? And if you are going to end something via text, then how might you do it?
This is such a great question, Michelle. I love that you asked this. There are a few different scenarios. I call them like tranches, if you will. So there's the first date, where it's the first date and it's like, this isn't going to work. There is the, you know, you've been on 2 to 5 dates, maybe in that range, but you have not been intimate, no sex. And then there's the 2 to 5 dates and you have been intimate. You've maybe had sex. And then there's the 5+ dates tranche, where you've gone on 5 dates with this guy, intimate or not, you've been on 5 dates. And I think each one of them deserves a different response for that type of breakup. We'll start with the easiest one. You've been on 1 date and it just didn't work. Ghosting gets a bad rap, but this is when you ghost. Don't text him, don't respond. Unless he starts going like nonstop, maybe then respond. But if you went on 1 date, you're not feeling it, just do not respond. And maybe even consider blocking him if he starts really texting you a lot. So you owe him nothing after 1 date. It just wasn't a match. Scenario 2, you went on 2 to 5 dates and you didn't really have any kind of intimacy. In that scenario, I would say go with a direct breakup. So a direct breakup text, for instance, hey, Michelle, you're awesome. And that was super fun, but I just don't know if I see a long-term romantic interest here. And I just want to be upfront and honest with you. And I wish you the best, and hopefully we can part as friends.
Okay, hang on, I'm gonna get my Kleenex now. You just broke up with me.
Look, it's not you, it's me, okay?
It's you.
I'm just going through some things.
Okay. All right. So then what's the next one?
All right. So the next one, 2 to 5 dates and you've had sex or you've been intimate, call and break up. That's the right thing to do. And then obviously you've been on 5+ dates or you've been exclusive. In that scenario, I prefer just go get coffee with them and break up. At the very least, call. So that's kind of the breakdown, I would say, for each tranche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really helpful. And if I can add my two bits in about breakups here in general, I think this is a scenario where less is always better.
Mm.
In my experience, both breaking up with people and being broken up with, it was like if we got into a big, long discussion as to the big whys or reasons or whatever, then either someone gets really offended or they disagree with the reasons. It tends to make matters worse. So it seems like, yes, have respect for the other person, especially in the later scenarios that you were talking about, but it doesn't mean that you have to have a 5-hour long, drawn out, painful, agonizing conversation. This is a area where I think that less is better. Less is definitely more.
Yeah, I mean, time is our biggest resource. So why spend it on empty calories, such as going through an elaborate reason of why you're breaking up after a date or 3 or 5? Get to the point, be honest, and then guess what? Your side of the street is clean. You've communicated, you were honest, and you moved on. And you avoid the, I didn't like how you did this or that. It's just, it's a waste of time, and it can devolve into a bad use of your energy and time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one other thing I want to have you speak to here a little bit more to is it strikes me that becoming more proficient and skilled at texting can be a fun way to explore dating and interact and to show your personality. But it also reminds me of something that I talk a lot to women about, and that is, especially in the early stages, be light, be fun, not too serious, not too heavy. And so I wonder if you could just speak to that a little bit more. I know we've talked about some fun ways to flirt or to interact, but I think sometimes we go right to the heavy conversations, both online and texting. I've seen some threads where it just seems like, where's the lightness and the fun that's supposed to come as along with getting to know someone?
Are you saying like how to keep it light in the early stages of texting, mm-hmm. as opposed to getting into like, well, my father died a couple years ago and big issues?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, well, as a general rule, I actually recommend when in doubt, if you can, get on the phone before a first date. Now, Textperts, the company we built, we advise people, we give people help and advice on the app. But it's a big part of what we do. But the phone conversation is a super important thing, if you can. And I actually got to the point where I'm in a relationship now, but I got to the point where I would text girls when I was dating, and I would say before the date, I'd say, hey, after a little bit of text rapport, you seem awesome, but I have a rule that I won't go on a date with a girl if we haven't met or haven't even talked on the phone. Do you mind jumping on a call? And 9 times out of 10, it worked. And the one time that it didn't, usually the girl was not for me. So get on the phone if you can. And that's a much easier place to dictate the pace of the conversation. You can change the subject and get off a weird thread or when things are getting too heavy. But I think the same thing applies with texting. If you are in a conversation thread that you don't like, guess what? You can always change the subject, whether it's by specifically bringing up something irreverent or funny that you saw today or just saw, or by sending a haha or an LOL or a I hope you're okay text. One of those things that subtly indicates I'm done with this thread. Or again, just go quiet. So don't get sucked into a bad conversation thread. I'm glad you asked that question because it can devolve. And if you start getting that feeling, that intuition that things are getting kind of weird, just walk away or send a single emoji, like a sad face emoji or whatever it may be, and just walk away.
Yeah, because you know what I'm talking about. Some of these threads can kind of spiral downward into all kinds of heaviness or weirdness.
Yeah, don't get weird. Walk away. When in doubt, just go quiet, walk away, and go back and talk to them another day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like your idea about, even if you're in a texting conversation, I like your idea about inviting a phone conversation, and a woman could have that. You described your rule. A woman could have that rule as well, where she said, you know, if you don't want to call it a rule, you can just say, you know, it works better for me, or I prefer having a conversation via phone before actually meeting live. Would you mind giving me a call? She could invite him to give her a call if she wants him to do the initiating of the phone call. But I like that idea a lot because you get a better sense of the vibe of the person. And that, like you said, time is our most valuable and limited resource. And I think it takes a lot of effort to get all dressed and go out and meet someone. And you've done a little bit more of a screen to get a sense and a vibe of what a conversation with them might be like. Do you agree?
Totally agree. And to your point about the one other option instead of going quiet is, remember what politicians and talking heads do on TV. A lot of times the person will ask them, the moderator will ask them a question, and they answer a completely different question. Like, tell me about campaign finance reform. And they talk about healthcare reform. Guess what? You can do the same thing on a date or even over text. If you don't like the thread, you don't like the question, just change the subject. Like, if I didn't like that question you just asked me, Michelle, like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe what just happened. I just saw this person trip and fall and their ice cream went flying all over. Guess what? Now we're talking about that. And remember, humans are kind of fickle beings. We love a good story. and we get sucked in. We'll kind of even forget that we just asked a question. So utilize that skill.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. I love that whole politician example, because you see that so often. They're asked one question and they go off in a totally different direction. And it's a great skill for a conversation or a thread, whether it be texting or online. If you're not loving the direction it's going, you can just shift gears.
Right. It works.
So I think that's a great tip. So this has been so much fun, and I know it's so valuable to the people that are here, because I really think this is a whole new world for so many people, and so many people don't feel skilled in this area. So thank you so much for all of the really practical tips and advice that you've shared. Really appreciate it.
Super fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been great. So I also know that you have a wonderful free gift to help the ladies here on the call to expand their skills in texting, and it's called the Texting 10 Commandments. So do you want to share just a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So a lot of the stuff we talked about, a bit of an appetizer, a little bit of a teaser for the Texting 10 Commandments. In that gift, we're going to go even deeper into more rules, advice, tips on how to turn yourself into an expert texter that turns conversations into dates. And we're going to go line by line on some really specific items to help you advance your text game.
Thank you so much, Ray. And to everybody that's listening or watching, you can get access to this free gift by clicking on the link right underneath the video or audio that you're listening to this conversation from. And be sure to click on it now. It'll be available throughout the rest of the event. But I know we've just barely touched on what there is to know about texting, and you'll want to stay in touch with Ray. So Ray, also, before you leave us with maybe one last final thought, I have to swing back to your story at the beginning. What was so magical about what your sister said to this girl that had her responding just like that? Was it just the way she was texting, the cleverness or the uniqueness? What was she doing that was so different? Just curious.
It's funny. Everyone wants to know. It's been so long. I don't remember the exact script, but I do remember a couple of the principles, because I've since applied them and I talk about them a lot. And a few of them are: less is more. When in doubt, say less, because she was not being very verbose. Another thing was utilize the statements. And I say 50-50 statements and questions, but most people go way too heavy on the questions and they're afraid to just make a statement that doesn't specifically ask the person for a response, because they feel like if they just didn't ask the person for a response, they may not respond. It's like a fearful approach. She was making two or three statements that basically said, I know you're going to respond to this. It's implied. I know you're going to respond to this because this is so compelling. And the third thing she did was she was subtly, in a nuanced way, kind of sexual. And sometimes we're afraid to be a little bit flirty and a little bit sexual. Now, you don't want to be gross, but don't be afraid to be a little sexual and maybe allude to a kiss, or allude to a little bit of the chemistry, the sexual chemistry that we might have. That's a good thing. Remember, this is a dance. So have fun and flirt a little bit. And that's what she was doing.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I was just curious from your opening story there. And do you have any last words or last piece of advice that you want to leave us with?
Sure. So I would say the one action item, I would say, please go download the app. In addition to the link and the Texting 10 Commandments, if you have an iPhone, download the app and you can actually get advice. You can go give advice and you get rated and scored. And a lot of people are on there chatting about stuff like this. If you don't have an iPhone, you can chat with our messenger bot on Facebook. Just find us on Textbird and start to chat. And you'll get answers. But just don't forget that this is a form of communication that we just have to live with. Any way you slice it, this is something we're going to have to live with. So if we're forced to deal with it, you might as well be good at it. And it's just going to help you with the dating apps and the texting, getting to date one and then date two and date three. Because all the texting in between those dates, it's kind of like date 1.1, date 1.2, date 1.3. It's these chances for them to like kind of learn about you and judge you a little bit, unfortunately. So get good at it. Be good at it. And the only way to do that is practice, take some cuts, and get better.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ray. It's been so much fun. I've really enjoyed our conversation and really appreciate all you've shared. And ladies, again, make sure you get Ray's free gift. You might want to check out his app. And then also be sure to scroll to the bottom of the page and click and check out the VIP upgrade package. Or you can get all of the juicy details at themanpanel.com/VIP. And I look forward to seeing you on more of the event. Bye-bye for now.